Should we just bow our heads for a short word of prayer?
让我们一起低头，我们祷告。
Lord, we are so thankful that we are found once again in your very presence.
天父，我们实在感谢你，让我们能够再一次聚集在你的脚前。
In your presence, there's fullness of joy.
在你的脚前有满足的喜乐。
Because we know we are loved by you.
因为我们知道你爱我们。
We belong to you.
我们属于你。
Indeed, we are your children.
我们实在是你的儿女。
You have given your very life to us.
你把你自己的性命给了我们。
And Lord, we are so thankful, all of us, hundreds of us, we all share that one life.
我们有上百的人，但是我们都有同一个生命。
Indeed, in you, we are brethren.
在你的里头，我们都是弟兄。
Only in you, there is love.
在你的里头我们有爱。
Only in you there is possibility that we can love one another.
只有在你的里面我们才有可能彼此相爱。
And Lord, we just commit our time to you.
我们把我们以下的时间交在你的手中。
As we wait in your presence.
我们等候在你的面前。
Lord, we will not just hear words.
我们不单单只是听见你自己的话语。
We will touch something that's in the depths of your heart.
让我们能够摸着你心的深处。
Lord, reveal something of yourself to us this afternoon.
求你把你自己今天下午再启示在我们里头。
We commend our hearts to you.
我们把我们的心都带在你的面前。
We cast ourselves at your mercy.
我们把我们完全的交在你的恩典里头。
And Lord, we say, do your work this afternoon.
求你完成你自己的工作。
And to you, we give all the glory.
我们也把所有的荣耀归给你。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. Should we turn to First Epistle John?
让我们一起打开约翰一书
And we'll read those familiar verses once more.
把那些熟悉的几节圣经我们再来一同来读
Verse 7 Chapter 4 of 1 John verse
7 4章七节
Beloved, let us love one another.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱。
For love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.
因为爱是从神来的，凡有爱心的，都是由神而生，并且认识神。
The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
By this, the love of God was manifested in us.That God has sent His only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through Him.
神差他的独生子到世间来使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了。
In this is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
亲爱的弟兄啊，神既然是这样的爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
And shall we turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 13?
让我们看约翰福音十三章
，verse
1，第一节。
Gospel chapter 13 of John, verse 1. Now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he should depart out of this world into the Father, having loved his own, who were in the world, he loved them to the end, or to the uttermost.
十三章第一节，月节以前耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了，他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
And verse 34,
三十四节
A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love.For one another, if you have love for one another,
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒了。 注意这里说你们若
And chapter 15 of the same book
十五章
verses 10 and 11
十节十一节
If you keep my commandments you will abide in my love just as I kept my father's commandment and abide in his love these things I have spoken to you that my joy may be in youThat your joy may be made full.
你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
We'll go on verse 12.
第二节
This is my commandment that you love one another, just.As I loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friend. You are my friend, if you do what I command you.
你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这更大的。
No longer do I call you slaves, for slave does not know what his master is doing.But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father I make known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. This I command you, that you love one another.
你们要遵行我所吩咐的就是我的朋友了。以后我不再称你们为仆人，因为仆人不知道主人所做的事。我乃称你们为朋友，因我从父所听见的，已经都告诉了你们。这，不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名，无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。我这样吩咐你们，是要叫你们彼此相爱。
And First Corinthians 13,
格林多前书十三章。
We'll read one verse.
我们念一节
，the last verse,
最后一节。
And John 15 verse 16, the Lord said, "You should bear fruit, and that your fruit shall remain." And then in First Corinthians 13, verse 13, we read.But now abide or remain faith, hope, and love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. The three things that remain, faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love.
刚刚我们在约翰福音十五章第十六节里面主说叫你们果子长存那么在这个地方哥林多前书十三章十三节如今长存的有信有望有爱这三样其中最大的是爱强调的这里是爱的果子
And then the first two words we find in the next chapter the writer Paul said pursue love
然后你看十四章的头一句话他说追求爱
And then one more verse Galatians 5
加拉太书五章
Verse
22, 23. 然后我们看22节、23节。
Galatians 5.
加拉太书5章。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control against such things.There is no law.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。这样的事没有律法禁止。
Brother and sister, yesterday, by the Lord's grace, we share or we try to describe some aspects of the love of God and of the love of God the Father.
昨天我们在一起思想来形容什么是神的爱与父的爱
And we've been reminded during these last 2 days, God is the origin of love.
过去的两天, 主的仆人来告诉我们, 神是整个爱的源头,
because God is love. Apart from God, there is no love at all.
神就是爱, 在神之外没有爱。
Now, the love that we know of on this earth, on a human level, that love is corrupted love. That love oftentimes is not love, but lust of the flesh.
在人的里头,我们能够看见的是一种情欲的爱,它没有那个真正爱的本质。
Only in God, there is to be found true, pure love that is holy.
只有在神的里面,我们能够找到那个纯洁的爱。
And only in Him, that love is lasting, that's unchanging.
只有在神的里头,你能够找到那个永远的爱。
Now yesterday, we share that it was in God's longing that He wants to have this loving relationship with His creatures, man.
昨天我们说到神里头有一个愿望,就是他要能够寻找一个长久的关系,乃是这些被造的人之间。
And that itself is a great mystery to us.
这件事的本身对我们来讲是一个奥秘。
We are loved by God, but we do not know why He loves us.
我们只知道神爱我们,但是我们不知道他为什么爱我们。
Can anyone in this room explain to the brothers why God chooses to love you?
有没有在座的能够告诉我们神为什么拣选了你呢?
And because of that,
就因为这样,
it humbles us greatly.
使我们在神面前非常的谦卑。
So we know, if we are no such love, we know our place is to prostrate at His feet and worship and thanking Him.
我们知道神就这样的爱我们,使我们不得不在他的脚前下拜来感谢他。
Because we have received something none of us deserve.
因为我们在那里接受了一件事情,是我们根本不配接受的。
That's why His love is uninfluenced by our condition.
因为神的爱不根据于我们的情况。
His love is not based on your goodness or on your wickedness.
他的爱不是根据于我们的好与我们的不好来决定。
But He loves because He is God and He loves.
他爱因为他本身就是爱。
And brothers and sisters, as we share yesterday from the first epistle of John,
昨天我们从约翰一书里面,
He began with that which was from the very beginning.
他从那一个最开始,
that which was in the very heart of God.
在神的心的里头,
but somehow God was not satisfied with just keeping that to Himself.
神不是以 仅仅把这个爱保存在它里面为满足。
Therefore, progressively, that was from the beginning, the apostles, they heard.
这个在起初的秘密,使徒们听见。
Something of that heart was revealed to the apostles.
神里头的那一个秘密把它讲出了。
They, in the beginning, was this heart of God.
在起初,神有这样的心愿。
It was a heart of love.
这个是爱的心愿,
and somehow through the living word, those words of love were heard by the apostles.
这个生命的话语说出来的时候,使徒们听见了,
and they said, we have heard.
他所以说,我们听到,
and then later on, John said, we have seen.
然后他进一步说,我亲眼见过,
it's not because the apostles were worthy to hear, worthy to see, but God came and sought.
这并不是说这使徒们配得听见,配得看见,乃是说神自己来到这个世界来找到我们。
It was love moving toward the unlovable.
乃是这个爱来找寻我们这些不可爱的。
And so the apostles, they heard.
所以使徒听见。
And then they said they beheld or they contemplated, because it's getting very close to them now.
然后再进一步,他注视着,他凝视着这一个爱。
Brothers and sisters, we have no way to go to God, but He has a way to come to us.
我们不可能到神那里去,乃是他来找到我们。
And that way for His coming is a way of love.
他能够找到我们,乃是借着这个爱的道路。
So, God's heart was not satisfied with that just contemplating on Him.
神不是以我们在那里琢磨他为满足
Just thinking about his love
或者在那里只是想想他
He was not satisfied
他不是以这个为满足
And he came even close He said, now handle me
然后他要我们摸着他
He said, take me
夺着他
Because I long to have this relationship with you
因为我要跟你发生这样一个亲密的关系
Take me into your heart
让你把你接到我的心中来
Because I want to be one with you
因为他要与你合而为一
Now, Paul and sister, this different steps speaks of the heart of God.
这样一步一步乃是把神的那个心意说出来
And how that love moves toward mankind.
那个爱是这样的、感动我们
And then, of course, yesterday we shared quickly the difference between the love of God and the love of the Father.
昨天我们稍微讲解了一下、神的爱与父的爱的差别
Love of the Father is something very special.
父的爱是一个特殊的名词
Love of God is for the whole creation
神的爱是为着整个的创造
But the love of the Father is strictly limited to those of his own
而父的爱乃是集中在那一个、属于他的人
It speaks of a very intimate relationship
乃是指着一个非常亲密的一个关系
Now in John 13 verse 1
在约翰福音十三章第一节这样说
We have that very beautiful phrase
有这样的一个词汇词句
The scripture says He loved those his let's read it Just make sure we quote it right
让我们一起来读它
Because it's very important that we use those words correctly
这几个字非常重要
John 13:1
十三章一节约翰福音
The last phrase
最后一句
Having loved his ownwho were in the world, he loved them to the end.
他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
Now, the emphasis there is his own. He loved his own.
这里他的重点是属自己的人。
If you are his, he loves you with a special love.
如果你是属于他的话，他用一个特殊的爱来爱你。
Now, this verse is very significant.
这是很重要的一个字
Because you remember in chapter 1 of the Gospel of John
在约翰第一章里头
We read that he came to his own But his own rejected him
他来到自己的地方但是自己的人却不接待他
But it also says As many as received him To them give he the right to become the children of God
但是下面说凡接待他的就是信他名的人他就赐他们权柄
And so throughout the Lord's ministry on this earth,
在我们主地上的执事这一段时间
he came to his own people, the Jewish people.
他来到他自己的百姓，就是这些以色列人中间
But they rejected him.
然而他们却拒绝了他
But among those Jewish people, there were very few who received him, and they became his own.
但是就在这一群以色列人中有少数的愿意接待他就成了属于他的子民
Majority rejected him
大部分的犹太人是弃绝他
But a very small group received him
只有很少数的一群人愿意接待他
And because they have received him this small group they become very precious to his own heart
因为他们愿意这样接待他因此主耶稣就把他们当作一群特殊的人
Because this few answer to his loving heart
因为这少数的一群人答应了神里面的一个呼召
And so this phrase Having loved his own who were in the world He loved them to the end
所以十三章这里说到他既然爱世间属自己的人就爱他们到底
Now brothers and sisters once you're his He loved you to the end
所以弟兄姊妹如果你是属于他的他爱你到底
Now this afternoon we'll try to share together on the fruit of the Holy Spirit
今天下午我们一起来思想圣灵的果子
You know in John 15 the Lord spoke about the true vine and the branches
在约翰福音十五章里头主耶稣讲到真葡萄树与枝子
And when he spoke about this fruit bearing He also spoke about loving one another
谈到这一个结果子的问题他特别也跟 彼此相爱放在一起。
So if you read this chapter, you get the connection. Fruit and love one another are vitally connected.
在十五章里面，我们看到这个紧密的一个关系，结果子与彼此相爱不可分。
And it says that your fruit shall remain.
这边特别提到你们的果子能够长存。
And when we come to 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 13, it says there remain three things, faith, hope, and love. And the greater of these is love.
在格林多前书十三章最后一节里面，他说到长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样其中最大的是爱。
Because God is the greatest.
因为神是最大的。
Therefore, love is the greatest.
因此爱就是最大的。
And love remains because God is forever. Therefore, love remains forever.
因为神是永远的，所以爱也就是永远的。
Now, balanced on the human level, our love is very transient.
在人的这个层次来看，爱是非常暂时的。
On the human level, love sometimes could be disappointing.
甚至到一个地步让我们失望。
And love can fail us on this human level.
在人的这个层次来看，爱会让我们失败。
But God said, I have a kind of love that remains.
但是神这里说，我有一个爱是永远长存的。
Now this word fruit, or the fruit of the spirit, is very interesting.
在加拉太书这个圣灵的果子这个词是很有意思。
Because there is a list of 9 different things, and yet the noun for the fruit is singular.
虽然在这里提到九方面的特性，但是只有一个果子。
And so from the language grammatically way of constructing sentences, we should have fruits, but not singular fruit.
照文法来看，既然有九种果子的话，应该这个果子是复数的。
So we can derive from this verse that there is only one fruit that the Holy Spirit is producing in our lives, and that fruit is the one fruit, the fruit of love.
因此，我们可以来到一个结论，就是说，圣灵在我们的生命中只结一个果子，这个果子就是叫做。爱的果子。
Now the others are simply the manifestation of that one fruit, love.
其他所有的特性都是表达这个爱的果子的不同的面。
So, how many gifts God has given to us?
神到底给了我们多少的恩赐呢？
How many gifts He gives to us?
他给我们多少恩赐？
He gives us one gift.
他给我们一个恩赐。
That is the Lord Jesus.
这个恩赐就是主耶稣。
Includes in that one gift, there are many aspects of that one gift.
在这一个恩赐的里头，却包含了许许多多的方面。
So, it's a wrong thing to ask for many things.
所以我们如果在主的面前要很多不同的东西，这是一个错误的祷告。
Because God gives only one thing, His beloved Son. He only gives His best gift, the Lord Jesus.
父神给我们的只给我们一样，就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
All the other things are included in Him.
所以我们所了解的这些事情都包含在主耶稣里头。
Now this word fruit is very interesting.
这个果子是一个很重要的字。
Now you know this word fruit was first mentioned in the book of Genesis.
这个字第一次出现是在创世纪。
If you want to, we can turn to Genesis chapter 1.
我们可以打开第一章创世纪。
It is the work of God on the third dayOf the creation.
这是神在他的第三日的造的里头。
The first mention of the word fruit.
第一次提到果子这个词。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 12.
一章十二节。
We'll read from 11.
我们从十一节读起。
Then God said, Let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees.Bearing fruit after their kind with seed in them on the earth in every soul. And the earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed after their kind, and the tree bearing fruit with seed in them after their kind. And God saw that it was good.
神说地要发生青草和结种子的菜蔬并结果子的树木各从其类果子都包着核，事就这样成了。于是地发生了青草和结种子的菜蔬，各从其类，并结果子的树木各从其类。 果子都包着核，神看着是好的。
And in verse 13 we read, and there was evening and there was morning, the third day.
有晚上，有早晨，是第三日。
Okay, now if you young people read this chapter, you'll notice that the sun and moon and all the shining heavenly bodies did not come into being until the fourth day.
如果亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你读这一章圣经，你会发现，今天我们所认识的太阳、星星、月亮，直到第四天才被定下来。
And so from these few verses, we discovered the principle: fruit is the work of God. Fruit is not the work of man.
所以我们在这里能够得到一个很重要的原则，就是这个果子是神的工作，而不是人的工作。
Because he called this fruit and vegetation into being before the sun and moon and other were placed in the atmosphere.
他让这个果子能够形成的时候，是在神把这个日月定其节之前。
So in other words, like God, the work of God fruit is the work of God, does not need any help assistance from nature.
神所结的果子，他不需要借着这个自然来帮助他成就。
You know, today if you want to plant something, you need sunshine, you need rain.
今天我们在地上要得着一些果子的话，我们知道需要有阳光，我们需要有雨水。
You need the help of nature.
你需要这个自然界来帮助生出果子来。
Like in this few verses, we discovered the fruit was God's creation, does not need any help from anyone.
但是这一章圣经你看到这里所说的果子是不需要，是神自己的果子所做出来的，不需要其他的帮助。
And then you notice it happened on the third day.
而且这是发生在第三日。
Because third speaks of the number of God. Three is the number of God.
三是神的数目。
And three also speaks of resurrection.
三也是一个复活的数字。
So fruit is the work of God.
所以果子是神的工作。
NowYou know, we are living in the last days.
我们是活在这个末后的时代。
Because one of the manifestations of the we in the last days is there are many counterfeits.
许多虚假的事情。
That's right. Because in the last days, there will be false Christ, false prophet, counterfeit.
因为圣经告诉我们在末日的时候有假基督，有假先知，这是虚假的。
I'm sure if you live a little older than most of us older people, you'll realize in this last few decades, few years, you notice there are a lot of man-made plants, a man-made fruit, and they look absolutely real.
年长的弟兄姊妹，大概你这十几年来，二十年，我们能够看到在市场上能够有找到许多人造的花、人造的水果，看起来跟真的差不多。
Man in one way is very very capable of imitating or counterfeiting what God had done.
人有一个本事就是能够模仿神所做的。
And I think that is not from God. I think that's from the devil.
我想这个不是从神来的，乃是从撒旦来的。
So if you're visiting some homes, you know, when you walk into the living room, there's a display of a tray of very good looking delicious fruit.
如果你到弟兄姊妹的家里面，如果你看到有一盘很美很可口的水果放在屋子中间，
they look very real.
看起来像真的一样。
Yeah, some made from wax and some made from precious stones.
有的是用蜡做的，有的是用宝石做的。
And if you are really a fruit lover, watch out.
如果你是很喜欢水果的话呢，你就要小心了。
If you're not careful, one bite will send you to a good dentist.
你如果不小心咬了一口的话，你就要去看牙医。
One sisters, only God can produce real fruit.
只有神能够做出真实的果子来。
Now the other thing we discover in the book of Leviticus,
然后就在利未记里面
chapter 19,
十九章。
Now, not to save time, I'll just paraphrase some of those verses.
我只是来说这几节的意思。
And you want to, you can go back and look it up.
你喜欢的话可以打开来看。
It is after when the Israelites enter into the land of Canaan.
这乃是当以色列人来到迦南地了。
And when they plant fruit trees, and what are they to do about it?
当他们如果种植一些水果的树，它结果以后要怎么样做呢？
Now the Lord through Moses give them some very specific instructions.
神就借着摩西告诉他们一些原则。
When they enter into the land of Canaan, when they plant fruit trees,
当他们进到迦南地种植水果,
the fruits that are produced within the first 3 years, they cannot eat any of it.
这个水果头三年, 神禁止他们吃。
We are told, within the first 3 years, if there are signs of some fruit bearing in that tree, the good husbandman or the vine dresser will pluck those fruit off that tree immediately.
如果你是一个好的园丁, 你要在这头三年把这些果子马上给采下来。
Because if fruit produced prematurely will stunt the growth of that fruit tree.
就是如果这个结果子太早的话, 会伤害这个果树。
And also if fruit are produced within that first 3 years, oftentimes they are not good looking fruit and they are sour fruit.
头三年的果子往往也不是最好看，而且吃起来的话是酸味比较重。
And so the Israelites, they consider the fruit produced within the first 3 years as uncircumcised.
所以犹太人有一个习惯，这些头三年的果子都叫做未受割礼的果子。
And also unclean.
不干净，
不洁净。 Unfit for God's people to eat.
不能够给神的百姓来吃。
And then it's when the fruit that are produced on the fourth year.
然后到第四年所产生的果子呢?
Now those fruits are good fruit.
那是一个好的果子。
But Israelites, they were not allowed to eat those fruits.
好的果子，可是第四年呢，还不能够给以色列人来吃。
That first crop of good fruit are to be offered up to God.
这第一批的果子必须拿来献给神。
And it was not until the fifth year, then they can enjoy the fruit.
百姓只能吃第五年果树上所结的果子。
And so for some of these principles we find in the scripture, they are very, very important to us spiritually.
这里所讲的一个例子有实际属灵的意义对我们来说。
So fruit is the work of God.
因为结果子是神的工作。
And fruit is to be offered back to God.
所以这个果子应该拿来献给神。
God must enjoy that fruit first before we can enjoy it.
要让神先来有所享受，我们才谈得上享受。
He comes first before us.
因为神必须是在第一。
Now the other thing we discover some of these fruit producing principles is that fruit is life, something living.
另外一个原则乃是结果子是生命的问题。
It grows.
是成长。
As it grows, it goes through different stages of transformation.
生命的成长有不同的阶段，不同的改变。
You know, first we had the seed that cast into the ground.
第一个，我们是种子要撒在地里。
And then that seed will sprout.
然后这个种子要开始发芽。
And that seed will grow into a plant.
然后这个芽会长成一个植物。
And then eventually there'll be flower.
然后开花。
And then fruit.
最后结果。
So there are different stages for that tree to grow and for that fruit to be mature.
你可以看到一个果树的成熟是经过一个不同的阶段。
Now in the scripture, first fruit is a very important principle.
在圣经里面，这个初熟的果子是一个很重要的原则。
First fruit is simply the first fruit that's mature, that's been ripened.
这个初熟的果子乃是说到它成熟的一个表现。
Now I'm sure many of you housewives, when you go to a fruit market, you're very selective.
我相信我们中间的人到这个菜场去选果子的时候，你是很小心的选择。
I know one brother in San Francisco, Brother Cohn, considered him as an expert in fruit picking.
我们江弟兄知道，在旧金山有一位弟兄是一个很会挑选果子的一个弟兄。
Yes, if you need someone to pick good fruit to him, find this brother.
你如果不会挑果子的话，你要找他。Because
the other day we had some cherries.
那有一天我们有这个樱桃。
I was surprised all of them, they were black and big and sweet and juicy.
这个樱桃又大又甜又水多。
Now I don't want to allow my mind to wander.
我不希望我们的脑筋开始乱想了。
If I go to buy cherries, I usually just pick a handful and put in a scale and weight it and I go.
我买到店里面买的话，就是抓一把放在秤上一称，然后就走了，就付钱就了了。
I'm afraid this brother, he stood there for quite some time.
我相信这位弟兄不是那么简单，他在那里仔细的挑选。
That's right, he's picking the one that's right, sweet, good, and juicy, and he picked them.
他小心的一个一个的来挑，挑到那个最好的。
And particularly, he knows he's going to bring those cherries to Brother Kong. I'm sure he spent double time for it.
他尤其知道他要让江弟兄来吃的话，可能他才时间还要加一倍。
So you cannot have fruit to eat and to enjoy until the fruit is fully mature.
那个果子要好吃的话，你一定要让那个果子达到它的成熟。
And so for the fruit to mature, it does require time.
要果子成熟需要一个时间。
There is no such thing as instant maturity.
没有速成成熟般。
It takes time. And for that fruit, for that tree to grow in such a way, it takes some caring by the husbandman.
要让这个果子能够成熟的好，必须这个园丁要照顾这个果实。
So there's need for proper cultivation.
需要有好的耕种。
There should be right kind of fertilizer and right kind of watering.
需要有好的肥料，有好的灌溉。
Now if this tree is a good tree, it'll be well protected.
如果这个是一个好的果树，它也要小心的保护它。
You'll be for sure it's in a garden and a fenced garden.
而且在果园中有一个这个篱笆
and then, you know, so that tree can be properly cared for.
所以这个果树可以受到保护
and properly cultivated.
好的耕耘
So garden always speak of love.
所以这个园丁的工作就是一个爱的工作
You know, Garden Eden is a garden of delight, a garden of love.
伊甸园就是一个爱的园子
Fruit is the outcome of love.
果子是爱的结果
the labor love of the owner or the husband
是这个园丁的爱的培养最后的产生的结果
and now this fruit tree is such a good tree that we are describing so far now must have a very honorable noble owner
这个我们所形容的这个好的果树他必须有一个好的个主人
He must have love He must love that tree very much
这个主人要有爱心的对待这个树
That way he care for that tree Because he know the fruit That tree will produce for him eventually
因为他知道这个果子这个树会结好果子
And if that tree has any feeling at all
如果说这个树有什么感觉的话
I'm being cared in such a way I want to produce the fruit For my master.
他就会这样想如果主人对我这样好我应该结好的果子来使我的主人满意
For instance, when the harvest comes
弟兄姊妹当收成的时间到的时候
Time for the husbandman The owner for him to harvest his fruit and for his enjoyment
那个时候就是这个园丁或者这个主人来享受的时间
For instance, it's not just for himself
这个还不是仅仅为他自己
All the fruit are for his entire household
这个果子收成下来乃是为他的全家
Brothers and sisters God is not selfish
我们的神不是一个自私的神
Even though the fruit is all for himself
虽然这个果子可以为他个人
But he shared his fruit with all his loved ones
但是他与他的所爱的人一同来享受这个果子
So one we discovered this afternoon is fruit is the work of God
今天下午我们一起来发现这个果子乃是神自己的工作
Now put it in a New Testament way
让我们今天用新约的语法来说
We can put it this way Fruit comes through the life which the Spirit gives to us
这个果子乃是圣灵的生命所结的果子
Or let's put it another way Fruit is the Christ that's produced us by the Holy Spirit
用另一个方式来说乃是基督的生命在我们里面借着圣灵所结出来的那个果子
But what the Holy Spirit is doing in us that he only has one task is to reproduce the life and the character and the nature of Jesus Christ in our lives individually and corporately
所以圣灵今天在我们中间唯一的工作乃是他要让这个基督的生命能够在我们个人与我们这个团体里面能够发表这个基督的果子
You know, brothers and sisters God measures everything that's of value by His beloved Son.
弟兄姊妹，神今天怎么样来衡量我们的价值？他的标准乃是他的儿子耶稣基督。
So the value of our fellowship must be in His Son with His life.
所以今天我们的交通的价值必须是耶稣基督他自己。
Our fruit bearing must be in Christ, must be through His life or by His life.
今天我们所结的果子必须靠着他，也必须是他自己。
Our service, our ministry again is the outflow of the Christ that the Holy Spirit has already put in us.
所以今天我们整个的侍奉也必须是完全是基督在我们里面所流出来的那个结果。
So we cannot give to our brothers and sisters what we don't have.
所以我们没有办法给我们弟兄姊妹我们生命里面没有的东西。
We can only give what we have received.
我们只能给出去我们在主面前所得到的。
We can only give what the Holy Spirit has already deposited into us.
我们只能把圣灵放在我们里面的来与我们的弟兄姊妹一起分享。
And often our problem is that we try to give more than what we have.
我们的问题
Holy Spirit gives what He puts into us.
弟兄姊妹，今天圣灵的工作乃是他要给那一个他已经放在我们里面的那个。
Now, yesterday we shared that love is one word that we cannot define.
昨天我们曾经提到，爱是我们没有办法去下定义的。
But love is one word we can try to describe it, we can try to explain it, but we can never define it.
爱乃是我们能够想尽方法来形容它，但是我们没有办法来定义它。
Because God is love, if we cannot define God, then therefore we cannot define love.
神就是爱，如果我们没有办法来给神下定义的话，我们当然没有办法替爱来下定义。
God simply say, I am.
神自我介绍的时候，他只说我就是。
That is a fact, that's a reality, and you take it by faith.
这是一个事实，我们只能用信心来接受它。
God never tried to explain Himself to us.
神没有尝试着解释他自己。
He said, "Those who come to Him must believe that I am."
神只说，那些到我面前来的人必须信我是。
Without that faith, we cannot please God.
如果我们没有这样的信心，我们就不能够得到他的喜悦。
So this afternoon, we'll try very quickly try to describe the nature of this one love.
所以今天下午呢，让我们再来形容这一个爱的本质。
Now there is a list of 9 different things.
在这里你看到圣灵所结的果子有九个方面。
Yes, but as we read Galatians 5:20, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love.
这边给我们看见圣灵的果子乃是爱。
Okay. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. The Spirit is love.
圣灵就是爱。
And then all the subsequent terms describing the different aspects of this one love.
然后下面有八方面来形容这一个圣灵的果子，爱这个果子。
Love is the foundation.
爱是基础。
Without love, there'll be no joy, no peace, no faithfulness, no kind, nothing at all.
如果没有爱的基础，下面是喜乐、和平、忍耐等等都是不可能的。
Because this love is so rich, it takes all these different other terms to describe its riches.
爱是这样的丰富，必须要用下面八个方面来形容这个爱的丰富。
Now the first description of this love is joy.
第一个形容就是喜乐。
Joy is the consciousness of love.
喜乐乃是你知道爱。
You know, just
感觉这个爱。
Just look at a young man and young woman when they're in love.
你看一个正在谈恋爱的年轻男孩跟女孩。
They are walking in cloud nine.
他们两个人走在云里。
That just look at their face.
你看他们的表面，这个表情。
You know, before it was long, but now it's round.
以前的脸是长的，现在是圆的。
So joy is the consciousness of love.
所以喜乐乃是指着这一个对爱的一个认识，一个体会。
When we love, we have joy.
当我们在爱的里头的时候，我们自然就会有喜乐。
When we see others truly in love, that also gives us joy.
当我们看见有人真的正在爱中的话，也会带给我们看的人喜乐。
Now the first mention of the word joy in John Gospel is found in John 3:29.
第一次提到这个喜乐在约翰福音里头是三章二十九节。
But you notice there's a progression in the Gospel of John.
在约翰福音里面是逐步晋升的。
Because in chapter 1:29, John said, Behold the Lamb that taketh away the sins of the world.
在一章二十九节的时候，约翰四喜约翰说，看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。
Now that speaks of God's love.
这里说到神的爱。
He came to take away our sin.
他来除掉我们的罪。
And then verse 35, the next day, when John saw the Lord Jesus coming, and he said, Behold the Lamb, and two of his own disciples left John and followed the Lord Jesus.
然后第二天，四约翰又做同样的见证的时候，他两个门徒就跟着耶稣去了。
Now you remember the Lord said, If you love one another, then you are my disciples.
主耶稣说，如果你们能够彼此相爱的话，你就是我们的门徒。
So two of John's disciples left him and then they followed the Lord Jesus.
这里有两个人就离开施洗约翰去跟随主。
So when we are loved by God,
当我们被神爱上的时候，
The next lesson that we need to learn is that we need to learn to love one another.
第二个功课呢，我们就是要学我们彼此相爱。
When that love comes to us,
当这个爱临到我们，
theHow should I put it? The fruit of that love, or the outworking of that love, is our loving one another.
当神的爱临到我们的时候，这个爱的流露就是很自然的产生彼此相爱的结果。
Now, you remember, the next day, two of John's disciples, they followed Lord Jesus.
记得这里讲到约翰的两个门徒离开了他，跟随主。
Now, we are told, two cannot walk together unless they agree.
我们知道两个人不同心就没有办法同行。
Now for these two of John's disciples to follow Lord Jesus together and walk together, there must be some love between them.
如果这两个人没有爱的话，他们不会同行。这里同行就证明他们两个人彼此相爱。
If they do not love one another, they have to begin to learn to love one another.
他们如果没有爱过，彼此没有相爱的话，他们必须学习彼此相爱。
Now those were the first two disciples of Lord Jesus.
这是主耶稣头两个门徒。
And of course later on the Lord called others.
然后主又呼召其他的门徒。
And it comes to chapter 3 of John verse 29. He said, He that had the bride is the bridegroom.
然后就到了第三章二十九节，约翰做见证说，娶新妇的就是新郎。
Let me get to that. He who has the bride is the bridegroom.But the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because the bridegroom's voice. So this joy of mine has been made full.
这里他继续说，新郎的朋友站着听见新郎的声音，就甚喜乐，故此我这喜乐满足了。
When a love relationship is established or consummated,
当这个爱的关系建立的时候，
that is a great joy.
这里有喜乐。
And so when John saw Jesus the bridegroom and he's getting his bride, John said, My joy is full.
当使徒约翰看见耶稣基督他找着他的心腹的时候，这关系被建立起来，他就有喜乐。
Now, brothers, isn't that true with all of us?
弟兄姊妹，对我们来讲不也真是如此吗？
If you find a young brother or sister that really loves the Lord, doesn't that give you great joy?
当你看见青年弟兄姊妹他们这样真的爱主的时候，你会很喜乐。
Does that give you great encouragement?
你会很得着鼓励。
So many young brothers are loving the world.
很多的青年弟兄姊妹爱世界。
But you see a few that are loving the Lord, that gives you a great joy.
当你看见少数的有人会爱主，你会很喜乐。
Now we Chinese parents,
我们这些中国的父母亲，
Everything we do and everything we work for, we do for our children.
我们 所做我们的工作，我们一切都是为了儿女。
That we accumulate everything not for ourselves but for them.
我们积蓄了许许多多的一切来为着儿女。
But because we love them very much.
因为我爱他们很多很深。
But let me ask you, parents, what is your greatest joy?
但是让我问问这些父母亲，什么是你们最大的喜乐？
Is our greatest joy in seeing them loving the Lord?
是不是他们能够爱主，就带给父母亲最大的喜乐呢
？Husbands, what is greatest joy?
丈夫，什么是你最大的喜乐
？Is your wife cooked something nice?
是不是你的妻子煮了一顿很好吃的饭呢
？Or is in her loving the Lord?
或者说是你看见她是。爱主
Wives, what is the greatest expectation of your husband? Wives, what is the greatest expectation of your husband?
妻子，你们对丈夫最大的盼望是什么呢
？A big bank account?
是银行里面有很多的存款吗
？Or in him loving the Lord?
或者你看见你的丈夫是爱主
？You know, recently bought the lands was in Richmond.
我们兰美德弟兄在 Richmond.
He said, "We Christians."We are trusting many things, many, many things that are shakeable.
我们基督徒今天去相信许多的事情，而这些事情是可以震动的。
But we don't think they are shakeable.
但是今天我们却认为它不会被震动。
And so when they were shaken, we were greatly disappointed.
我们如果发现有一天这些事情是会震动的话，我们就非常失望。
But what are we trusting?
我们到底相信什么
What is our joy?
什么是我们的喜乐
Pastors, Let's love the Lord
那就是我们对主的爱
If you love the Lord, you'll give great joy to your brothers and sisters
如果你爱主的话其他的弟兄姊妹会因着你的爱而得着喜乐
You'll give great joy to the Lord himself
你更是给我们的主带来很大的喜乐
And John said, when I hear the voice of the bridegroom when they come together in love John said, my joy is full
使徒约翰做见证说他看见新郎得着他的心腹我的心就喜乐满足了
Now the next is peace Joy, peace
第二个特点就是和平、
okay. Now to put it simply Peace is the security of love
简单的说这个平安就是这个爱里的一种安全感
When you are secure in love you have peace
当你的爱里面觉得安全的时候你自然就有平安
Now in this world peace is the absence of war
在这个世界来讲不打仗就是平安
They keep peace by force
今天我们的和平乃是用武力来维持
But in the kingdom of God and the church our peace is the presence of our Prince of Peace
但是教会不一样教会的和平乃是我们有和平的君
Where he is
他在哪里就有和平
Now Paul Spark says This word peace should be translated as harmony
史巴克弟兄说这个和平或者平安应该翻译成和谐
Because in other words nothing out of order
没有一样事情是在他不对的位置上
Everything is fitting well Everything just like a piano Every key, every note is well in tune And when you play it, it's a beautiful piece of music
就像一个钢琴每一个音都是那么的和谐没有一个音弹错的
Every string is perfectly tuned
每一个音弦都是被调得刚刚好
And when you press the right keys It comes a beautiful chord
每次弹下去的时候就有一个很美的和弦
We need to be tuned by the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要被神来调整我们生命的弦。
If we are recognized, if we are reconciled to Him, we should be reconciled one to another.
如果我们与我们的主已经和好的话，我们应该与我们的弟兄姊妹也和好。
When peace is there, conflict is gone.
当和平在我们中间的时候，冲突就没有了。
I just share one thought about this.Peace that we talk about.
让我用一个例子
You know, in 1 Peter 2, he said, We are living stones.
在彼得前书说到我们是活石
Now, when stones are not properly fitted together, it becomes a huge obstacle.
当这些石头与石头之间不能够很和谐的配在一起的话，那我们就知道彼此之间有很多的拦阻。
And when stones are not properly fitted together, it is a very ugly sight.
当石头与石头配不在一起的话，我们看起来就不好看了。
But Peter told us, he said, when we come to the Christ living stone.
当他彼得告诉我们，主耶稣是那一个第一块活石。
And he is the builder of that house.
那么他是那个他的房子的建造者。
He is the foundation.
他也是那个房子的根基。
He is the builder.
他是那个建造者。
He is the owner of the building.
他是拥有者。
You know, I've been thinking, Peter said, when we come to him,
彼得说当我们来到主面前
and he will do the arranging of the stones. He knows where each one fits.
他就要把我们一块一块的石头拼在一起。
Our problem is that I think I have this gift, so when I go there, I want to function. I think I can do something.
我们的问题乃是说我认为我有这个恩赐，所以我要到这个地方来做我喜欢做的事。
We come to a meeting, anticipate to have a place for ourselves.
我们每一个人到了聚会里面来，我们就为自己想要找一些什么。
And we create problem for the Lord, we create problem for one another.
而这样的心态的时候，我们不但给主找麻烦，我们也给弟兄姊妹找麻烦。
The Lord's requirement is we come to him.
主在这里对我们说，我们乃是来到他面前。
And he will do the rest.
你让他做其他的工作。
Now, brothers, do we have confidence in him to do it right?
我们能不能够相信主会做的对呢？
Brothers, we need to learn that lesson.
我们要学一个功课。
As living stones, we come.
我们每一次来的时候，就好像一块活石。
But we come unto him.
来是在他的面前。
And he will do the building work.
他来做这个建造的工作。
And what he do will be right.
他做的工一定没有错。
Now the next is the patience.
然后我们看的是忍耐。
Is another word for that is long suffering.
另外一个相等的字乃是受苦。
You know, another translation along this line says, love does not give up.
另外一个表达的方式乃是说爱永远不放手。
Patience is that love does not give up.
这个忍耐的意思就是说这个不放手的爱。
Because if there's no love, no lasting love, you give up long, long ago.
如果没有这一个永恒的爱的话，我们老早就放弃了。
And so when I was meditating on this patient, love is patient, or love is long suffering, or love does not give up.
当我在思想爱的这一些方面的时候，
the Lord seemed to try to remind me of what was recorded in Luke chapter 15, the story of the prodigal son.
主就让我提醒我想到路加福音十五章浪子回头的故事。
It was a son who left the father and the father's house.
是那个儿子离开父的爸爸的家。
But the son never left the father's heart.
但是这个儿子从来没有离开爸爸的心。
Even though the son was wandering in the far country.
虽然这儿子是在这个外面浪荡。
But the love for his son remains in the father's heart.
但是爱儿子的心，这个爱永远在他的爸爸的心里。
For that account, we can gather that every day he was out there looking, waiting for the return of that one son.
所以这个爸爸天天在那里等候这个儿子回来，寻找他的儿子。
That is patience. Love is patience.
这里就表达出这个爱的忍耐。
Love is long suffering.
这个爱的受苦。
Now, the other lesson we learn is that.We cannot live outside the love of God.
我们没有办法活在神爱之外。
That prodigal son is a picture when we are outside of the house or the love of God. That's our condition.
这个浪子的图画乃是形容当我们这个人活在神的爱之外的时候那一个可怜的光景。
For us, the only place where we can survive and live and growis in the atmosphere love is in the father's house.
弟兄姊妹，我们能够成长，能够成熟，他必须活在这个父亲的爱的这个土壤的里头。
And you know, the father's love is patient.
父的爱一个表现就是忍耐。
He can afford to be patient.
他必须忍耐。
He can afford to be patient.
他 忍耐得起。
Because he sees the end.
因为他看见事物的终结。
Once we and I, you and I, we are so impatient with each other because we don't see the end. We only see the temporal.
我们之所以没有办法忍耐，乃是我们没有办法看到事物的终点。
We are so impatient when we see things get done now.
我们希望每件事现在就完成。
Because we have no assurance of the future.
我们对将来没有把握。
But God has the future in hand.
但是神却对将来有很大的把握。
And he can afford to be patient.
因此他就等得起。
Because he is sure of the outcome.
因为他知道终结一定是他所要的。
But no matter how you try to get away from the law,
不管我们怎么样来逃离神的面，
love will pursue you, and sooner or later love will get you back.
这个爱就会不放过我们，一直到找到我们为止。
And bonds, we need that love in our local fellowship.
我们需要这样的爱在我们每一个教会的里头。
How easily we try to give each other up.
我们多少的时候很快的我们就把我们的弟兄姊妹放弃了。
In every fellowship, we all have few that we call consider as very difficult brothers or sisters.
每一个聚会我们都可以找到有这么若干位是我们认为很困难很困难的弟兄姊妹。
That's right. So in your local fellowship, you always think we are the only one have this difficult brothers and sisters.
因此我们每一个地方都想，哎，只有我们这个地方才有这头痛的问题。
But if you visit around, we all have the same problem.
但是你去每一个地方去看一看，你会发现，哎，我们好像都有同样的问题。
But it's for our lesson, for our good.
因为你要知道，这是神给我们学习一个有益的功课。
We have to learn this. If God can put up with that brother in love, I must do so myself.
我们必须了解，如果神能够忍耐他的话，我们这些弟兄姊妹也必须来学习忍耐。
We need to learn that lesson.
我们必须学这个功课。
And then the Lord will keep us together.
那么如果这样学习的话，神就把我们放在一起。
Now quickly, kindness.
下面一个乃是说到恩慈。
Kindness, one person say is the activity of love in small way, in small things.
有一个弟兄形容得很好，这就是爱在许多细节上面的一些表现。
Things that other brothers and sisters seem to neglect, but you seem to pay special attention to those little things.
乃是大部分的弟兄姊妹都没有注意到这些事情，你却特别看到这些细节的事。
You know, we need that kind of brothers and sisters.
我们需要这样的弟兄姊妹。
We have too many too ambitious brothers and sisters.
我们有太多有雄心大志的弟兄姊妹。
Unless it's big task,
他们
they you know, unless something big, then they will not touch it.
他们不会去看这些小事，只会看大事。
But boys, it's often time in our local fellowship, in our home situation.It, those seemingly insignificant and important, but in God's sight, they are important because they are for our character building.
我们在每一个聚会的里面，我们就需要来学习这些平常人觉得不重要的一些小事。然而，神有的时候就特别注意这些小节，因为这些小节要建立我们属灵的性格。
You know that sister I mentioned yesterday.
昨天我提到那位姐妹。
When she noticed someone is not there on the Lord's day.
他呢了解当主日的聚会某某人不在场的时候
and the next day or the following day then she'll quickly send a little note to inquire that person anything wrong that anything we can pray anything we can do just a word of comfort and encouragement
他会第二天就很快的会写一封信来问候这位弟兄或者姊妹了解他有什么困难
there are so many small things we can do
教会里面有许多小的这些遗漏的东西我们应该注意
But young brothers and sisters, do it unto the Lord.
我们是不是
do it as unto the Lord?
我们做这些是好像对主做的。
Do it as unto the Lord, and then it will count in His sight.
如果我们这样子来服侍是对主做的话，神就纪念。
And we'll quickly move to other things quickly because our time. Next is the goodness.
下面一个呢是讲的良善。
What is good?
什么是良善
God is good
神是良善
So therefore only that which is good to God is good
因此只有对神是良善那一件事才是良善
What is pleasing to his heart is good
能够讨神喜悦的才是良善
What will give pleasure to him is good
能够讨使神欢喜的这个才是好的
Now we have to cultivate that habit
我们应该培养这一个良好的习惯。
Would you turn to with me to Nehemiah chapter 5?
让我们来看尼希米记第五章。
There's one verse came to us recently in South Jersey, and I find this verse very precious.
这节圣经最近在我们聚会的地方啊、有提到。
It's about this life, beautiful testimony in Nehemiah's life.
这个是尼希米的一个美好的见证。
When he came back to Jerusalem, and that's what he had encountered.
他回到耶路撒冷的时候，他遇到这样的问题。
Nehemiah chapter 5 verse 15.
五章十五节。
And this is what he discovered when he came back to Jerusalem. The abuse of the rulers and officials in Jerusalem.
他发现一些严重的问题在耶路撒冷。
Okay, we read this way. But the former governors who were before me laid burden on the people and took from them bread and wine besides 40 shekels of silver. Even their servants were domineered the people. Now listen. But I did not do so because of the fear of the Lord. I did not do so because of the fear of the Lord.
在我以前的省长加重百姓的担子，每日索要粮食和酒，并银子40舍克勒，就是他的仆人也辖制百姓。但我因敬畏神不这样行，请注意，我因敬畏神不这样行。
That's good. Fear the law is good.
这个敬畏神，这是一个良善。
So let me put it this way. Good is not doing that which will grieve God's heart.
良善的意思乃是你不做那个事情让神来担忧。
Good is doing, not doing things that will grieve God's heart.
良善乃是我们不做那些让神心里面不舒服担忧的事。
That's good. Negatively. But positively, good is doing that which pleases the Lord.
消极是做那不做神不讨神喜悦的事，积极乃是我们要做讨神喜悦的事。
Now quickly, next is faithfulness.
然后就是说到信实。
So one writer say, love without faithfulness is not love.
有一位弟兄这样说，如果我们爱里面没有信实的话，这个不是爱。
So if there's no faithfulness, there's no love.
如果没有信实，就没有爱。
So there must be love, must come with loyalty.
所以爱一定与忠心一同一起。
Devotedness.
这个奉献。
And love involves moral responsibility.
爱有带着一个道德的责任。
Because love speaks of a commitment.
因为爱是一个委身
commitment of the highest degree
乃是最高的一个委身
and brothers and sisters because of that today in this world we need to be faithful to the Lord
今天在这个时代我们必须对神信实
brothers and sisters many of us we find very difficult to go places that we know they are not honoring the Lord
今天我们很有些时候我们很困难去一些地方我们知道这里神没有得着尊重
even sometimes we've tried to go by the Lord's grace we will not go to places that where the Lord is not properly honored
我们今天有一些地方如果神没有得着他的荣耀这些地方我们也应该不去
we meet the way we meet we break bread the way we break because we want to be true faithful to the Lord and to his word
今天基督徒聚在一起有聚会我们在一起擘饼因为我们知道在这里有一个真实向神的敬拜
because we want to be faithful to the Lord
我们应该对神信实
and what our brother Christian share in the evening about the movement of the brethren
我们弟兄陈弟兄每天晚上所讲到弟兄们的历史
those are the faithful ones
这些弟兄们在神面前
they want to be true to the Lord himself at all cost
他们对神愿意绝对的忠心不论任何代价
and Lord friends if we love the Lord we'll do so
因为我们如果爱神的话我们自然愿意这样做
we will suffer misunderstanding
我们宁可被人误会
but to be faithful we're willing to be misunderstood
但是我们为着对神的信实我们愿意付这个代价
friends we need to be faithful
我们必须信实
to the Lord and to one another
我们对神要信实我们对弟兄姊妹要信实
now quickly next is gentleness or meekness
下面就是说的温柔
meansLove is not conscious of self.
这里意思是说，爱乃是 忘记了你自己。
Because if there is love, it flows naturally.
爱是一个自然的流露。
You have to stop and say, now, shall I love or shall I not love? Then there's no love.
当你开始想我爱还是不要爱呢？这个时候你已经没有爱了。
Then if you have to love, then you manufacture your own love.
因为你觉得要爱的时候，你就制造一点爱。
But that will not work.
这个就不是。不会成功。
So may I just share a little bit personal experience within the last few days?
我讲点我自己个人的见证。
About 3 weeks ago, our younger daughter gave birth to a beautiful daughter.
三个礼拜前，我的女儿生了一个我的孙女。
As a beautiful granddaughter.
美丽的孙女。
That's right. To us, it's very beautiful.
我们看起来很美丽。
There's one thing I learned.
我学了一个功课。
If there's true love, there's no self-consciousness.
如果这里有真的爱，就你就忘记了自己。
Just look at young mothers right after giving birth to that baby.
你就看那个年轻的妈妈，她刚刚生下这个孩子之后
，physically she was not all that well.
从肉体来讲，她非常软弱。
And yet immediately there is this object of love.
但是你会发现。这里母亲有一个爱
But when love is there, she forgets about herself.
当爱在的时候，她母亲已经忘记她自己。
It's very touching.
非常受感动。
We need to see that kind of picture once in a while.
我们不断的时候，我们需要看到这样的图画。
Not counting the cost.
这个时候你不计任何代价。
Recently, I was in Richmond prayer meeting. One brother's.Use this term, he said, Paul wrote to some of the saints, he said, I thank you for your labor of love.
在 Richmond 的祷告会里面，我听到一位弟兄这样说，保罗他信里头，他说，我谢谢你们在爱中的劳苦。
Okay, the labor. This part says, if there is love, then there's no labor.
如果这里没有爱的话，就没有劳苦。
Opposite? If there's love, there is no labor.
这个弟兄说，如果这里有爱的话，你就不觉得劳苦了。
Oh, let me put it this way, more correctly. If there's love, labor is no labor.
如果你有爱的话，你即使辛苦，你也不感觉了。
Because love is there.
因为爱在那里。
And once, that's how the Lord loves us.
这是神对我们的爱。
He never count his cost.
他对我们不计任何代价。
He loved us.
因为他爱我。
And we need that kind of love in the church and one for another.
我们需要这样的爱在教会的里面，我们彼此之间也如此。
And lastly is self-control.
最后是说到节制。
If there's love, there's self-control.
如果有爱，就有节制。
There's no greater power to control oneself than the power of love.
没有一个力量比在爱中控制你自己更大。
Brothers and sisters, one of the greatest.Temptation for our uncontrolled life is our tongue.
It's our tongue. 一个最没有办法控制的，在我们这个人里头，就是我们的舌头。
You know, James says so.
因为这是雅各书告诉我们。
He says we can tame all kinds of wild beasts, but somehow we cannot tame our own tongue.
雅各说我们可以。制服许多的野兽，但是我们就没有办法制服我们自己的嘴。
Many of the problems we face in our fellowship is through unfounded information and gossips.
在每一个聚会的团体里头，我们会发现这个最大的困难就是一些谣言，一些批评的话语。
Unfounded,
没有根据的。
And we scatter those news around.
我们就把这些新闻传来又传去。
And even though if there's some truth to it,
甚至有一些是带了一些真实性。
But if they're not profitable to the saints, can we control those new words and keep them just to ourselves?
即使是真的，如果这个传开了，并不造就基督徒的话，我们是不是愿意因着爱，我们来节制我们的舌头，不让？传来传去
And that is one lesson we all need to learn
这个我们是应该学的功课
You know, many of the Lord's servants, they are exposed
许多的主的仆人他们完全的曝光
And of course, there are many good things we talk about them, say about them
当然我们说到许多神仆人的好的这些优点。
And because we are all earthen vessels full of weaknesses and frailties and faults.
但是我们人是这样的一个软弱的器皿，我们有许多的瑕疵，许多的软弱。
And but sometimes we seem to accentuate the weakness, but we overlook the good.
我们往往因着这个缘故，我们的焦点是没有看到那个好的面，我们反而强调了那个消极、软弱的面。
And because of that, the epistemologists suffer greatly.
因着这个缘故，这个基督的见证就受到很大的破坏。
But if we love our brothers and sisters,
如果我们爱我们的弟兄姊妹,
if we love the church, the body of Christ,
如果我们爱主的教会, 主的身体,
if we love the Lord,
如果我们爱主,
first lesson we learn is to control our own tongue.
第一个功课我们要学的乃是节制我们的舌头。
Anything that's not edifying, we will refuse. Words will refuse to utter those words.
如果任何的话语并不造就人的话，我们应该控制我们的舌头，不要去讲它。
So, brothers, in loving one another,
在我们彼此相爱的时候,
one of the practical expressions is to control our tongue.
有一个很实际的功课，就是我们控制我们的舌头。
If we love our brothers and sisters, we will say words, other words that's edifying.
我们要说的话语乃是能够造就我们弟兄姊妹,
and give glory to our Lord.
然后能够把荣耀归给神的。
And so may the Lord help us.
愿神帮助我们。
All these aspects, the fruit of the Spirit, is something beyond you and I. None of us can produce it.
这个讲到圣灵的果子这件事情, 你我没有一个人能够结出来的。
It is the work of God.
这是神自己的工作。
And thank God the Holy Spirit indwells us.
感谢神，圣灵住在我们里头。
And He alone can and will produce that spirit of love.
只有圣灵本身才能够在我们的生命中来生出这个果子来。
But we have to let Him do it.
我们必须让他来做这件事。
And but we need that desperately in our days.
今天我们是何等迫切的需要这样的果子。
So may the Lord help us.
愿神帮助我们。
May the Holy Spirit has His sway in our lives.
愿圣灵能够有这样的一条亨通的道路在我们中间。
And produce or reproduce Christ in our lives together and in the church corporately.
能够把基督再生出在我们每一个人个人生命中与教会的生活中。
So should we just bow our heads for
you?
Father, we again just commit these few words back to you.
天父，我们把这些话语再次放在你的手中。
And Lord, we thank you.
我们感谢你。
Only you alone can produce that which can satisfy your own heart.
因为今天只有你自己可以产生那一个令你满足的工作。
May we be those who are willing to let you do it.
愿我们能够在你的面前都愿意
Lord, have mercy on us.
求你怜悯我们。
You know what we lack.
你知道我们的缺乏。
We need you.
我们需要你。
Lord, fill our hearts with yourself.
求你用你自己来充满我们的心。
Draw us closer to yourself.
吸引我们更接近你。
Fill us with your love.
用你的爱来充满我们。
Lord, that we may love you and that we may love, indeed love one another.
让我们能够爱主, 也能够彼此相爱。
Lord, we confess we don't have it.
我们承认我们没有。
So Lord, please do it for your own glory.
求神完成这样的工作, 为着你的荣耀。
We give all the praise to you.
我们把赞美都归给你。
We ask it in the Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.